The boss is in the building, my man Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese. Oh.
Wakey, wakey.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we was live on camera right now, it's at least 17 coffees up in here. 5 hour energy. It's a lot happening right now. This wakeywakey.com up in this week.
You're handling your business, though, bro. Hey, man, where do we start? Where do we begin?
You know, you started got so with much going on.
Music and business, movies, gossip.
Gossip.
You know where I'm going, don't
you? Oh my God, you about to go straight into it, huh? Go easy, man.
Okay.
Go easy.
All right, we'll talk Black Rolls first. Yeah. The double CD.
The Black Rolls first.
Black Rolls.
Yes.
Double CD, documentary, movie, short film, all included in this. A book.
Yes.
Man, and the title Black Rose, now, where'd you come up with that? How'd you come about?
Well,
with that?
Tupac had a poem called "A Rose That Grew Through Concrete." And so I just added black in front of it, a black rose that grew through concrete. I feel like being born and raised in South Central LA,
yeah,
or any ghetto, for you to come out on top, for you to be successful, for you to, you know, be able to have a good head on your shoulders after being exposed to so much, you know, you're a rose that grew through concrete. So this is my last album, man. This has been very, very emotional.
Excuse me 1 second, Tyrese. You said this is your what? This
your last album?
Yeah.
This is year 20. This is your 20th anniversary?
20 years of music. Yes.
From the bus.
Wow. And so why
30
is this
seconds into 20 years of some form of show business.
Why is
Isn't
this
that
your
great
last?
Though, man?
God's
That's
favor.
Great.
God's favor. It's hustle, dude. Yeah. You know you got to work.
Why is it your last?
You know, I'm just in a different headspace right now, and you know, I just got 50-50 joint and legal custody of my baby. That was a 2.5 year process, and
congratulations,
bless you, man. Yeah. Shout out to all the fathers determined to spend more time with their babies, even throughout the court system that don't really work in our favor.
It definitely don't. It don't at all.
But you know, it's been rough, man. I think is there any way to turn the music off in the background? That's my song, but it's just that song makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about this stuff.
Yeah, just a little bit, Kate.
So I just feel like musically the fans have been rocking with me from the beginning, and Black Rose is my gift. It's my thank you. It's been the most challenging album of my career. I was in a relationship, a lot of people don't know this, for 5 years. My girl lived with me, and that relationship ended, and I was fighting for my daughter in court, and then I ended up losing my brother and Paul Walker, and everything just kind of happened back to back. And so I found myself through social media having to dig really deep to push out all of my positivity through my pain. And I was the one who needed the most positivity and the most prayers and the most energy, but I was just still committed to allowing God to pass everything through me to give it to everybody. And so because music is not motivated by money, it was really hard for me to get in the studio to sing. I mean, I literally couldn't do it. And so this Black Rose album is an answered prayer. Mm-hmm. It's my most honest and most vulnerable album. I actually don't know. I've been struggling with interviews because I don't know how to sell albums. I don't know what to say.
I think you're doing a marvelous job right now.
You're doing
now.
A great job right now.
Everything. But your music sells itself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, like my song Shame is my most honest song because it's I did some things that I was ashamed of to my ex-girl.
And it still affects you because I was with Tom last week when we were in L.A. for the BET Awards.
Yeah.
And at the Centric Awards, you sang Shame. You told your story about this, about your relationship, and you became so emotional about it. You, as they say, literally dropped the mic. and went off. So it's that obviously
an expensive
something
mic too.
Yeah, Deborah Lee wasn't happy about that, by the
very
way.
Very expensive mic. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
but you know what I mean? It really is one of those songs that it you are expressing yourself and you, maybe you've worked through some things, but it's still with you, isn't it?
And is it like that every time you sing it?
Well, it is. Because it's, I mean, here's the thing. We did the song before I broke it off with my girl. Things was on its way off, out. And then I tried to sing it while we were still together, even though it was the end of our relationship. But it's like singing the song and then going right upstairs and your girl is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't, you know, because music is the only thing that I have that's still pure.
So
I can
you felt uncomfortable with this.
I mean, here's the thing. The song is not for fake people that have never done anything that they're not ashamed of. You know, a lot of times when relationships end, a lot of women love to blame the man for being the reason that the relationship ended. But there's a lot of women that make mistakes and they're ashamed of things that they've either said or done or the way they conducted themselves. So it's just one of them real songs. And I think for me, when I think about, and it's no disrespect to anybody and the songs that they're singing, but everybody is turning up. Everybody is popping and I don't need you and I'm independent and I can do bad by myself. But I think the music that really cuts through right now are the songs that someone is saying, I'm going to be honest and tell you that I am broken. I am messed up. I am ashamed of what I did. I do want you to stay.
I've never seen you this transparent before, Tyrese. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
Are you still broken?
I am. Yeah.
What's one of the things you did?
Well, one of the things I did was I was just on the road. And, you know, a man still's got an appetite. So whenever I would leave and hit the road, you know, if I seen something, I would go for it. And that wasn't right.
And you were talking to her at the same time you were with somebody else, like in your hotel room?
Yeah.
You
know.
That's not, we don't have to go.
No, he
said. No, I said it on stage.
He said it.
I'm just joking.
Hey, Tyrese, and I'm looking at the short film For Shame.
Yeah.
And Denzel Washington produced.
Yeah, everybody, please do me a favor and go online right now and type in Tyrese and Shame. The music video is starring myself and Jennifer Hudson. It's actually a short film that's 25 minutes long that's going to be released in November. So the Shame music video is a condensed version of the movie. It feels like Dreamgirls and the movie Ray. Mm-hmm. It's produced by my hero, Denzel Washington, directed by Paul Hunter. And starring myself and Jennifer Hudson. And it's a very dark and abusive, vulnerable movie. And I would love y'all's support on this album. I don't really know how to say this. I feel like, but yeah, if you're into supporting whole albums, you can download the single, that's fine. But for the real R&B fans out here, they say that R&B fans are dead. They say R&B support is dead. If you're a real R&B fan and you extra grown with yours and you really into albums that you can press play from top to bottom, y'all know I got real R&B pedigree. My Open Invitation album that led to my Three Kings album with Genuine and Tank. Y'all know y'all can press play on my albums and let it go. It's coming this Friday, July 10th. Albums aren't released on Tuesdays anymore. Yeah. They're released on Fridays. So I'm getting caught up in the first release on a Friday, July 10th. But for you to go and run to iTunes and Google Play and pre-order my Black Rose album right now, that would make me the happiest man in the world. Can you do it for me?
You said it. You said the right words right
did
there.
Did you hear that? Did you, women all over.
They're running. Yeah.
And
running.
Some men, hey.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised at how many men and real grown men support
men like
my
your music.
Oh, I believe
because,
it.
Because, you know, it's, you know, we get a lot done.
You can say with your song, if you screwed up, you can play it. You can say it.
Tyrese is going to perform live in the studio.
I know. I should have it on loop.
And Tyrese, we want to go back and talk to you about some of the Baby Boy days.
I'm with all that.
Forbes magazine and all that.